Hey y'all, it's your girl Who Swirls, Chris Carrizan from Beyond Black and White, coming at you on location, on family vacation. I am somewhere in the mountains of Pennsylvania. It's actually really pretty here, a lot different from California. But while I was gone, I noticed that my last video related to the horrific shootings that happened in Charleston, South Carolina, by a white supremacist, by a racially directed hate crime, was not well received by some of my critics. And you know, I gotta take the criticism by certain folks with a grain of salt, because there are people who just, I have just come to accept, just hate my guts. Like, no matter what I do, I can do a video on how to grow cucumbers, and they will find some reason to hate my guts. And there used to be a time that that would really get to me and hurt my feelings and discourage me, and that's not to say that it still doesn't happen from time to time, but I'm much better at processing it and also just understanding sort of the mindset of people who come to my site and criticize. So, specifically talking about the event in Charleston and having a week to observe the outrage over a video that I did, that I did 24 hours after the shooting, I now have an opportunity to sort of sit back and process. And my critics said that this wasn't even 24 hours and people are dead, and why are you making videos about how to talk to your white boyfriend or husband about racial issues? Well, the fact of the matter is that to the people who have issues with us discussing, you know, how these hate crimes affect us and the timing that we discuss it, it's really sort of irrelevant. Like, you don't get to have a say on the timing where people discuss these issues within the confines of their own home. And because I am sort of at the forefront of interracial relationships, particularly black women involved in interracial relationships, people often come to me and ask me questions like, as a white man, how do I approach this with compassion and understanding? And, you know, how do I show my girlfriend or my wife that I understand what she's going through? I feel so powerless. I mean, I got half a dozen letters that day on that issue. And as a result of the video that I did that really talked about how it's important to understand the historical significance of what happened and the location and all of that, I got additional letters from non-black men all over the world who were thanking me because they had never thought about it in those terms. Yet, people who seem to be, I don't want to say excited, but it's almost like excited for there to be some sort of a race war. And, you know, they took what I was saying and made a mockery of it, as if, you know, somehow me saying, you know, here, you know, as a white man who is married to a black woman, I guess But in some people's minds, it doesn't matter if we're married and we bear legitimate children. We will always be bed wenches to these people, even though probably the same men who call us bed wenches have illegitimate children running around all over the place and they've never been married. But whatever, that's another video. The point of the initial video was to just try to get to people understanding, because what I had seen was a lot of non-black people who were like, why is this important? Like, not necessarily why is this important, but why is this a hate crime? Why couldn't it just be, that the guy was crazy and that he was off his meds or whatever, and not really understanding the historical perspective. And so I wanted to explain this, and what I found to be really peculiar were that people who look like me attacked me with such venom and vitriol and mockery. And even one person in particular said, that I looked like I jumped off of a pancake syrup bottle, and I had on, a scarf. Like, I'm a natural, so I was being mocked for a decoration that many naturals wear in their hair by a so-called pro-black race hustler. I'm just going to call him that. I'm not going to give him the dignity of naming his name, but he knows who he is because he's probably watching this, because he is probably soon being notified that he has infringed on my copyright. So he knows exactly who he is, and he knows exactly who I am, and he knows exactly what I'm talking about. So moving forward, just to be brief, the initial video was in response to things that I have already done before. We have discussed police brutality. We have discussed race issues. We're a website about interracial relationships. So, of course, we talk about racial conflict and gender conflict. And for my critics to have picked this particular instance to, call me out on something that I have commented on for years seems a little opportunistic, which seems a little bit insincere and laughable. So again, you have to ask yourself, in the social media world, in the YouTube world, we have a responsibility. I know some of us who, it's all about just being popular. It's all about how many page views you can get and how many viewers you can get and how much red meat you can throw out there. But you have to ask yourself, just like I ask myself, are you building up when you send a message, or are you tearing down? And, the fact of the matter is that no matter what these hateful people say about beyond black and white and interracial relationships and black women who are married to or dating non-black men, you don't get to say on what we care about. You don't get a say on if we care about issues within the black community. It is not your privilege as a black person to dictate who can care about black people and who has a right to speak about black people. And your hatred for white people does not make you any more legitimate. It doesn't make your message any more legitimate than it does mine. So, you know, sorry haters, whether you like it or not, I'm still black. I'm still going to care about black issues. And I'm still going to try to, as a responsibility, for something that I've been doing for 5 years now, as a published author who has covered these issues, I have every right to try to promote understanding and empathy during a very stressful and painful situation, and hopefully try to create some sort of healing process or just some sort of understanding for the people who are involved in those types of relationships. So I'm sort of puzzled by the people who've made a mockery of me. I'm sort of puzzled by the people who say that black is beautiful, mock my looks and my hair. It's sort of interesting that the people who criticize me the most say that women who look like me should be with them. I just find that head scratching, because I have never gotten more abuse in my entire life by anyone, any community outside of the black community. And I find that unfortunate. And it sometimes makes it hard for me to do what I do, because I'm an advocate for black women and girls, and I want the absolute best for them. But it makes it really hard to fight for them when they're calling me a bitch and a cunt, along with the men who hate me and who look like me and who I'm reflection of. I'm sort of puzzled by the amount of energy that is directed my way by these people. And it leads me to believe that they're a little bit afraid of me. They're a little bit scared of me. It's not because I'm negative or that I hate black women or I hate black men or I hate people with, you know, purple polka dots and pink stripes. It's because they're afraid of me. I upset the narrative. So I would just say too bad to those people. And yeah, I mean, you may knock me down, but you never knock me out. The people who hate me are a minority to the people who support me. And to the black men who sit up there and laugh about my looks and my hair, I mean, you guys are such a joke. I mean, you're sitting up here telling black women that they need to stop wearing weaves and all this other stuff and they need to be natural. Yet, when I go on to certain videos where black men are making fun of me, it's always my hair first. It's my hair. It's my looks. Yet these men call themselves pro-black. So I guess you could only be a quote-unquote African goddess if you're light-skinned and you have wavy hair and you don't wear head decorations that look like you just jumped off a pancake syrup pan. I want you to really examine the men who you follow, the quote-unquote black men who you follow. Do they really have your best interest at heart? You know, like, ladies who love these men, why? They're mocking you. If they're mocking me, they're mocking you. Why are you still there? These men truly hate their reflection. I am their reflection, and they hate me. If I were to be, quote unquote, a good black woman and be pro-black, I guarantee you, I'd probably still be unmarried. I would not be considered a catch, or being beautiful, or being somebody that was worthy, no matter how I looked. And I wear my natural hair. I'm obviously in shape. I'm not an ugly woman. I grow my own food. I cook and I clean, and that's still not enough. So I want you to really examine that. Even with all of the things that I have, I still wouldn't be enough. So I want you to think about that when it comes to you. How much would you have to bend to be enough? So that's just my sort of, that's just my my stream of consciousness over what I've observed over the last week, and the names that I've been called, and the threats that have been made about me, and it's really hard to embrace a group of people who can be so terrible to you. It really is. But I will continue to be an advocate for black women and girls who do want better, who do feel like they're worthy of respect and love and protection. And I will still be an advocate of black women who are interested in choosing character over color. This is not about only advocating for white men. I want black women to pick the best man for the job, and whatever color he is, I am totally happy for you, because I want to see you happy and cared for and smiling and loved. I'm going to still continue to speak out on issues that I care about, regardless of the people who threaten and mock and insult me and dehumanize me, because I feel like this is a war of darkness over light. So anyway, I thank you for allowing me to say what I needed to say. That's it. Love you guys. Bye.